This week on Two Bears, One Cave.
Get out of here. Stop fucking.
I thought you were going to say it's somebody's job to kill gays.
You did spend 2 hours at the bar fucking getting drunk.
That's because I'm an alcoholic, Ari.
It's been my dream for a long time.
Getting your ass licked?
Yeah, it just never happened.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bruchim Habayim.
How'd you learn that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
My normal co-host is out, and this time the guy sitting in weighs about 250 pounds less. You can see his Wrong Side of History tour. You get tickets for it at arishafir.com. Give it up for Ari Shaffir, everybody.
Where'd you even said it right. You even like the huh.
Well, I mean, Duolingo, man. It's fucking amazing. Babbel.
There's no way you're taking Hebrew.
I love Hebrew, and I love the Israeli people, and I stand with Israel.
I love that. If you're like, why do you want to take this new language? And you're like, spite.
Spite. Just,
yeah, I want to hurt my producers.
Teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
Teach these guys a lesson. So I did pretty well with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like you grew up in Crown Heights.
Yeah. I've always a pretty good mimic. I'm a decent mimic. So people, whenever I would, like when I lived in Boston for a summer, I would go to a Turkish coffee shop. And every time I'd go in
just
there.
Just yell N-words at black people coming in. I'm like you guys.
Hey, we're the same. No, I would always just ask them for, like, teach me a, for, like, so I would, by the time I left, I mean, I forgot most of it. I could say like, good morning, order my coffee, order breakfast, say thank you and see you tomorrow. Like I could say all that, you know, just like learning little phrases. I always like doing that.
It's fun. It's fun when you go to like one and you just know thank you.
Thank
you
is good.
In Bahasa or Indonesian or something, when you say, and they're like, what the?
And they're like, hey, yeah.
Are you in Indonesia?
And then if you learn something you're not supposed to learn, you freak people, really freak them out. Like my sister, my elder sister joined the Navy pretty old, and she joined the language. She went to, they sent her to the National Language Institute in Monterey, California to learn Mandarin.
Oh, damn.
And so she's in this like intensive Mandarin stuff. And then we go out to eat one time, and the waiter is like one of those, you know, like Japanese steakhouse, but they don't, they just, are you Asian? They're like, you can do it. So
I'm Cambodian. Just get in there.
Yeah, just get in there. And we're Americans. We don't know.
Yeah.
So the guy's chopping up the food and she starts speaking Mandarin. And this dude has a knife and he goes, and drops it. And she's spitting Mandarin at him. And he's like, do you know? He tells us, he's like, do you know how hard it is to learn Mandarin? And we're like, I guess.
I mean, it's not like French. We're like, oh, did you spend time in? It was just like, you're not supposed to know this.
He was. And then when I just did Australia, and the promoter for Live Nation, Andy,
yeah.
Yeah.
He brought me to China.
So he had lived in China for 8 years. And then I was like, tell me about some blowing some people's mind stories. And he was like, oh, it's the most fun. Because he ended up being like, fairly fluent in Mandarin.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell us how easy it is. He's like, it's so much easier because of the way the language, like it's just words and tone, but there's like, he's like, you just inject words in and everybody know, like there's no like, he made it sound like there's less nuance to speaking Mandarin.
Really?
This is according to him.
But like, what's this letter that looks like a fucking upside down bush?
I mean, I don't know, but he just fucking... He was like, oh, yeah. And then, yeah, of course, he said he's been in restaurants in New York and stuff where he started speaking Mandarin. And they call people from the kitchen. They're like, you got to see this shit. Like call people out, Chinese guys out. And they're like, no shit. You know, they're blown away. I think he was saying, we were having a conversation about that. He was saying the Japanese is way harder. But I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why. But he said it's much harder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a lot of people speak Mandarin.
A lot of, yeah. And they're not all smart. Let's just be fair. Let's be fair. Yeah.
They can't be. And also, mostly not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're shitting in the mall.
Yeah. I love a fucking good Chinese mall shit.
Pull your fucking pants up.
Pull your pants up, dude. There's a bathroom right there.
There's don't shit in here sign. Don't shit on the floor.
Don't. Right? Just like begging. Like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I mean, because people, most people don't realize that, I don't know, 800 million Chinese people live inland and, you know, farm kind of poverty line people. You know what I mean? Like, most of them are not Beijing.
Shanghai, yeah.
Yeah, Shanghai, like, yeah, so there's...
And like, they're just like, what, we just shit?
Yeah, I pull my pants, I shit when I need to shit. Yeah, there's those signs.
I saw a kid when I was there, and he was like about to go shit just in the street, and he turned to his mom, and I was like, oh, she's going to get him in trouble. And she's like, yeah, go.
Go shit, yeah.
Go. Cultural differences, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it must be also more common to see someone doing, if that sign is out and it's prepped, like.
But, okay, let's be honest. You're you.
Yeah.
And you're walking around here, Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody shit, you know, 6th Street.
Yeah.
Not there. But like a regular person shitting in the park. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then you see it again and again and again. And another person does it.
Yeah.
After how long would it take for it to be pretty regular? Would you go, obviously you need to take a shit in this scenario. Would you be like, it's not weird here?
Well, I think you get used, if you were seeing it all the time, you'd be stunned for a few days in a row.
A few days, yeah.
Yeah. Then you'd be like, there's someone doing it again, like a week later. And then I think like after a month, you're like, people just shit where they, when
it's
they
just,
need
it's
it.
Just
yeah.
A thing. Yeah. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. I mean, but the next leap is like, I got to shit.
You, that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah. That's.
Would you shit in Zilker Park?
Are these emergency shits or like, I just got to get, you know what I mean?
There's in a way, difference. Every shit's an emergency.
In a way.
Yeah.
But there
right,
is,
they're like,
there's panic yeah. shits.
But okay. Not an emergency, not a full, like, I got to do it. It's, but it's like, I don't want to go home.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be able to make it till tonight.
Well, if I'm living in this like free shitting world you're describing, yeah. I think, I mean, once I've seen it,
yeah,
a
seen
bunch
it.
Of people doing it, yeah, I'm just going to be like, what's up, man? And just drop my shorts, I guess. But I think it still takes you a while to get there.
You'll take your, like, you'll go behind trees at first.
Because are most of these people who are, yeah, you're going to go behind trees. But are most people shitting in public like that? Thinking about cleanup, like is there paper involved? Like, or the, you know what I mean?
I think they carry around a little thing
little
of
wipes.
Tissue paper with them.
Yeah,
dry wipes.
Yeah,
yeah. They don't have wet wipes there. Yeah. They're carrying around.
No, I know wet wipes are so amazing too.
Did I tell you that's a guy when I got there to that? You did that gig too. It's a small gig in like through China.
Yeah.
But at the club, he gave me a packet of tissues, like a small packet, and he goes, "Keep these." I'm like, "For what?" He goes, "You'll know." And it was like, oh, yeah, when you're some shit squatter and, like, there's no toilet paper.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Thank God this guy gave me this pack of tissues.
That's nice. I didn't do all of China, though. I only did Macau.
You did Macau. I didn't do
Hong Kong and Singapore.
Oh, you missed the real. You missed
yeah, I missed
Beijing,
the real
Shanghai.
Deal. Yeah, yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I bet, man. I just did South America, Latin American run a couple months ago. Yeah.
Spanish.
I did both. So I would do an hour in English and then close with 20 in Spanish.
Wow.
Yeah. So the audiences were bilingual that came, you know?
Yeah. Anyone who lives there is like, will at least understand.
If they're coming to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming to the show. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I didn't see anyone take a shit in public. You know what? I've seen people shit in public a lot, or a fair amount was in LA, like in downtown LA. And, you know, like you're just driving 3rd Street or whatever through downtown. And you're just like, oh, that guy's taking a shit right down
it
the
is.
Sidewalk. Yeah.
It is shocking.
Yeah. It is kind of alarming.
You don't expect to see it.
Now, it's not a guy in a suit.
No,
like, I'm late for this meeting.
Never a guy in a suit.
Yeah, no. It's a guy that lives outside, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fun prank sketch, just go up to homeless people in a suit. Like, yeah. Is this where you guys do it?
Is it?
Oh, okay. And then you're just like, how you doing?
I could see the Amazing Racist doing that.
That'd be a good Amazing Racist one. Yeah. At the end, like, here's a dollar.
Yeah. Kids in Israel, they take shits outside?
No, I don't think so.
I mean.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, when I went there last time, we took our nephews over to the playground, and my brother's like, careful, that's a shit right there.
I'm human
like,
oh. Shit?
Yeah, because like, they're like, who has the time to go find a bathroom when your kid needs to take a shit? You just dig a hole and let them shit in it. Yeah,
especially if there's a...
Who has know. The time? Many people have the time to find a bathroom.
Well, they're Israeli, Ari.
Oh, right. Dude, I was walking home from shul once. From synagogue, and,
yeah.
I wasn't going to make it to my house. It was 3 blocks, and I wasn't going to make it.
And this is in Israel?
No, this is at home.
Okay.
In Maryland, when I grew up. So, the 7th grade, 8th grade. Too late for this.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't going to, I was like, no, it's another 3 minutes, and it's not happening. So, I ducked on my neighbor's side yard and went in between their bushes and put a human dump. And, and then later, the next Saturday at shul, There were reports that there was a hate crime. Someone, someone took a dump on one of the Jews' houses. And I had to just be like,
here's a message to these fucking Jews. I will shit in your yard.
They wouldn't target a non-Jew. Yeah.
I like also that the hate crime, they're like, go between these bushes, though. Like,
yeah, right.
It should be like a front doorstep.
Yeah.
You walk out and you see our shit. You know what's funny about the, you never really explained this one to me, but I want to know this. Uh-huh. And maybe you can weigh on this too, right? Because like, I'm going to tell you the full thing and then what he said.
Okay.
So when we were in LA, my oldest was in, he was in kindergarten, I think. And, you know, when you're that age, when you bring your kids to school, like parents walk in and you do, you know, you say goodbye, like in the, it's not like when you drop off like a little bit older kid, you drop them off at school and they just go in, right? Like they're this young and you walk into class. So you see other parents as my, like you really say, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
All right, good. You give them the bag. Here's your lunch and I'll be back. We'll pick you up in a few hours. And so you're starting to see some of these parents. And one of the parents that we would see routinely, always it was a couple, but the man always dressed the same way. He wore these really thin gray sweatpants and he had a cock on him, right? And it was like it stood out in particular because it was a real big dick.
Nadav, you got a picture of this?
And it was like, it's like he's definitely wearing this and he knows that you're seeing it. And it's weird because you're around all these little kids, right?
Yeah.
And like maybe they're not noticing it, but all the parents are like, are you seeing this guy's cock right now? Right? Like, so like the parents that I was friends with, I was like, did you see? And they're like, the biggest dick I've ever seen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I noticed it.
Yeah, we all noticed it.
And you so get the outline of it. It looks like a fucking an anaconda that swallowed a crocodile, where you can like see the thing.
It hung like, and then his sweatpants kind of hugged it. So it really like, it's gray like this, like the gray like would re, like, you know, I don't know. It was like I'm flexing here. It's like you see my bicep. It's like that was his, and that was the outline of it. And it was clearly a limp, massive dick, right? So one day I'm like, he's not friendly. He doesn't say any much. The wife kind of standoffish too. And I go in, I'm telling them about it. And I learned that he's Israeli. I tell him, and Nadav was like, oh yeah, I can see that, Israeli. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, Israeli. He's like, yeah, I got a big dick. That's your fucking problem. And I'm like, how is that? What about that is Israeli? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. What about, it is Israeli though. I agree with him.
You do. So yeah, like, but yeah, explain this to me.
It's just like this bravado.
Yeah.
It's like the Zohan, you know, when he's playing fucking hacky sack on the beach.
Uh-huh.
He's just doing wild stuff. And it's just like, they got bulges. They wear Speedos, but not like the other one does.
So, but the idea of like, you deal with it, that to you registers as Israeli?
Yeah, that vibe.
That vibe does.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
I went to Israel with
my, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Doing it. I don't
get like,
yeah.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. That's very, it's very interesting.
Israel, we landed in Tel Aviv, and then me and my brother, we flew to Eilat. So it was a small 1 hour flight, 45 minute flight. And we get in there, and some Israeli lady, like 50 years old, on the aisle seat. And the guy in front of her just leans back, and she just goes, taps him and goes, nope. He's like, oh, okay. She goes, no.
Don't lean back.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's 45 minutes.
And that okay, so that's like cultural to you.
You just speak your mind.
And he's like, this is my dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What am I going to do? I'm not cutting it off.
Yeah, I'm not cutting it off. And I'm not going to wear something that conceals it.
Yeah.
Okay? I want you to see it.
It's glorious.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, it really was.
It really was.
Who wears that?
It was crazy. We're dropping off kindergartners.
Oh, my God.
You know? And we're like, come on, man.
Daddy,
and his dick is at every kid's head level. Like, it's right at their eye level, you know?
Plus, you know, every kid's seen their own dads.
Yeah.
So then they have to reckon, while they're trying to learn letters, like, my dad is smaller than this
man. Oh, that's what my son said. He goes, how come your pee-pee is so much smaller than the Jewish guys? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Let's talk about numbers.
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. speaking of Jews,
yeah.
your special Jew is on YouTube. I'm a huge fan of it.
Thanks,
it's really good. I actually want some credit because I do remember calling you and saying, what are you doing with that? And you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, you have to go shoot that. Is that not true?
It is true, and okay. It did help me.
Fucking thank you. Because
I was like, I don't have to do, I don't know.
I want that to be part of the narrative of the story.
Okay.
Go ahead, take it from there.
How many R's in narrative?
Huh?
How many R's in narrative?
How many R's? Two?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, it's right. Okay. But you weren't positive.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was a trick.
Okay.
I was like,
that joke doesn't work with this guy though. Okay. Two Bears. It's the other one. It was Bernie. Be like, there's none. You're not going to trick me.
That's so true.
Narrative. No, none.
IVE. Excuse me.
You really did help me. Like, get it going, dude.
Because here's what I remember. I was telling Jay. Last night, Jay Okerson, I was like, you know, when you called me, you're like, I'm doing it at the store. Remember?
Running it, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And this is like a few years ago. I remember I was like, I don't know. I had like a tagline and like maybe an order thing. But I was really taken by how good, it really stood out as a really good. And it sat with me. So when you were like, no, I don't have any plans with it. I was like, you're crazy. Like, you're crazy if you don't do something with this.
Just a couple of things happened in a row. It was all the fucking cancellation stuff. But then I was like, oh, I'll wait 7 months.
But this
and
was,
then COVID. And then I was like,
yeah.
Fuck.
So
all
the time passed
done.
And you're like, I'm not going to do anything with it. But, I mean, it's also, dude.
I put you in the thanks of my thing. Because
you
that
did?
Night.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, because like you and a few other comics were like, come down. Please come watch it. And just like anything unclear, anything that you don't understand, like just let me know. We sat there afterwards for like an hour.
Yeah, we did. We did. We talked about it.
Locked the door. I'm like, what? Let's break out ideas.
That was also a very smart thing. I should do that more.
Have some comics come.
Yes, and just be like, tell me what you think.
Yeah.
And you have to have people who are like super honest and, you know.
And no, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But man, that thing has really took off too.
Took off, dude. Yeah. I'm
pull it up real quick.
It.
It's on YouTube. It's really good. It looks good, which is like just a bonus. The fact that it cinematically, you know, like stage
so cool
design. It looks
candles.
Cool as fuck. Look at this.
Yeah, Eric Abrams directed it. We really went all out with that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look how cool that is.
That looks...
Like the shine
wasn't
on
the
floor.
Thing that like they didn't know that you meant real candles or something? Or somebody was like, are these real?
Yeah. Because well, we had to hire the fire marshal for like a haze. And they're like, well, if we got to hire a fire marshal, can we use real candles? I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? Yes.
What is this? Pull out of it. What's the view count at right now?
5.7 million.
Oh, 5. Almost 7 at the sweetest number,
almost
right?
Almost there.
Like 6 million.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
300,000 more.
Yeah. We will be even.
Yeah.
When we get to 6 million on Jew, we'll call it. We're good.
You take it down at that point, obviously.
Take it down. Yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of
tattoo number on
that's
me.
That's a lot of views, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that have watched that.
Yeah, the response has been fucking kind of crazy. Even from like the Jewish community who are worried about it, they're like, oh, fuck.
Really?
This guy is callous. He's this is the last thing we
need. Have you had like, because you live in New York,
mm-hmm.
you ever have like Orthodox or somebody like stop you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird new fan base. And so they're coming to the new shows
uh-huh.
and they're leaving.
Oh, they're leaving.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I thought this was part two.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is not at all.
This is like when somebody goes to see like David Cross and they're expecting the guy from Arrested Development.
Yep,
they're like,
yep.
The fuck is this guy? And you're like, this is a real guy.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's so funny. They come in and they're like, oh, you're like, I know where you came from. You came from this last special.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
But you see them pop up.
Yeah. Let's yeah. And then they're like,
yeah.
They're nice about it. They're like,
you're like, where are those big hats going? Oh, all right. Yeah, that's fucking.
You do get some of those like Hasidic Jews coming to like clubs in New York.
Yeah.
I call them frontier Jews because you're not allowed. You're not allowed to go. It's just like, why would you go see this disgusting?
What? Who's like, because I'm always surprised when I have done shows where I've seen like Orthodox and I'm like, coming to the stand-up show?
Yeah.
I always thought, like, with my limited understanding of, like, the rules, like, is that something Orthodox? Like, that's not out of the realm?
They wouldn't, like, say any of those things that you say.
Right.
But they can hear it.
And
hearing this, no problem at all compared to hearing your wife sing.
Oh, my God.
That's a major sin.
Really?
Yeah.
Your wife singing?
Hearing your wife, anyone else's wife, any woman singing is like, you'll see them sometimes at like benefits in Israel, and then they'll have some like local singer sing, and all the robbers like, oh, gotta get out of here. Can't hear a woman sing. Wild religion.
Because that's going to like could arouse you, basically.
It will arouse you. Yeah.
Even if she's not
she's
good
a
at
bad
singing.
Singer. Yeah. What was that, Susan Boyle? Not Susan Boyle.
Oh, Jesus.
It was the fat one. What was it?
Was that was American Idol or
something?
American
Idol. Yeah, I think she was so gross. And everyone's like, how can someone so disgusting looking sing so well?
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, God. That poor lady.
Yeah.
You know what's got to be fucking just so, like, we all have our insecurities.
Yeah.
And this woman was insecure her whole life.
Yeah.
And then what happened was the day that like this aired, people were like, did you see how ugly this lady was? And that's, you know what I mean? That's the press you see.
Yeah. She's like, wait, no. Yeah,
like, she's like, you don't think I felt ugly before I sang this?
I lost 10 pounds before I went up there.
Yeah. And they're like, she looks crazy. But actually she has a makeover that definitely served her well. You know, like she needed, like when she sang there, that's obviously where she sang, I think, the first time.
Yeah, the top right. Yeah.
I mean, her hair wasn't doing her any favors.
Nope.
You know?
Like, she finally brushed.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I heard she got like a drug addiction.
Really?
Like she got, once, any of those people that get like fame, it's like they get access to, remember Matas Yahu? The like the reggae, like he was an Orthodox Jewish reggae guy who got pop success. And his rabbis were like, no, you can go for it. And then like, yeah, so he was religious. And then, you know, women started going, can I suck your fucking dick? And then, and he was like, no. And then after the eighth or ninth try, he's like, well, I mean, if you want to.
Is this what people are talking
about? And then he was like, I'm out.
And that's him right there.
Yeah, now he's just a regular dude.
Wow.
That's him before, yeah. With all, look at the long hair with the
curly, a Spanish fest cues. Dropped him.
Why?
Looks like over Israeli, Palestinian, I don't know.
He's probably pro-Israel.
Oh, and then the Spanish were like, nah.
I guess.
We'll see.
Questions.
What is that? Oh, because he gave, what does the headline say, though? Perceived to be inadequate response to question. Oh, that's it? You can be inadequate? And they're like, we're done.
They're just like, I don't know. You're out.
Dropped him over what they perceived to be his, the American reggae rapper was removed from the lineup after he declined to confirm or deny his position. I mean, that seems like...
On the creation of an independent Palestinian state, he just declined?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't
want to comment. And they're like, you're out.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Didn't know Spain had such strong feelings.
Damn. That is That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's kind of nuts. He's like, I'm not even going to talk about it. Like, that's not good enough.
That's wild. Yeah, to be like removed from something for not saying something.
Yeah, usually it's like what you want is people to say like, listen, yeah. I'm not a political guy. You're asking the wrong guy. What do you think about COVID vaccines? Dude, I don't know anything about science.
Yeah.
That's not good.
What?
I don't know.
I think people should do what they want. And they're like, nah. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, every time somebody, you ever get an interview question that's like just wildly inappropriate for a comedian?
Yeah.
Do you ever call them on it?
Well, what I do is kind of what you're saying right now is where I go, you want that from me?
Yeah,
like
that.
I don't know, man. What are you asking me that for? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you want an expert or something for this question?
Well, what do you think? You're like, I don't know. I think I'm going to fucking go take a nap after this. I don't know.
I started doing this. I started going, just asking, breaking the fourth wall. And just like, this is why you got into this. And I'm like, what? I'm like, is this why you got into journalism?
You did that.
For this kind of thing? Like, legitimately. What? Didn't you want to do like investigative stuff?
No, you want clickbait stuff, right?
Like, come on, man.
By the way, I thought last night, this is how, it's darker in like comedy clubs and everything, even in green rooms. I just thought you were bald right there. And I didn't realize you dyed your hair.
Yeah.
I was like,
I dyed it to support Jay for a special.
Really?
Yeah. And then I showed up.
You just dyed it in solidarity?
Because he has this dumb fucking homo stripe in his dumb head. And it's special and everything. So we were going to go on Rogan together. And I'm like, I'll make my stupid fucking hair like yours. And then I showed up like, look, I'm like, where's yours?
And he's like, oh, I grew it out
like a month ago. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard was at the club last night. She goes, I thought you burned yourself.
Yeah.
It's so fucking dumb. Yeah, look at that stupid fucking stripe.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. No idea he dresses so bad. He just does it.
He really looks like he fucking, you know, works in the back of the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you didn't know, you'd be like, could you move these trash cans? Like, but, you know, yeah. Oh, he'd probably just do it. Yeah.
He's such a nice guy. Yeah. He probably would just do it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. How was South America? Did you do anything cool besides the shows?
I do anything cool. I mean, not by your standards, because you're like straight up.
Just have fun.
Adventure. Because I mean, like it was great eating. It was like social.
Football games?
Was that? No, I did not go to any football games. I've been to a football game in Peru before, but I didn't go on this trip. It was very social. Like I went to like dinners and I did radio. In Buenos Aires.
Nice.
I did
in Spanish.
Yeah.
Cool.
I did like social outings. The shows were super fun. Chile was really quick. Lima, I saw family too, because I hadn't been there in a long time. So that was fun. And then, I couldn't believe, because I'd never been to Mexico City, like just how I didn't realize it's, you know, it's like fucking New York or LA.
It's the best.
It's like, it's so.
If not for stand up, I might move to Mexico City.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the show that scene. Because I did like I said, an hour in English.
Yeah.
The show was fucking fireworks. Like it was
really
crazy good.
So they never get like American stand up.
Yeah. They were like super doing that. Like they were people that ran into me after the show. They were like, thank you for coming. You know, like
tell your friends.
We love when you guys come do this. It was really cool. Yeah. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Dude, I forgot that part of that we were talking last night on stage about that nude beach in Perth.
Yeah.
So there's also all these, it's a nude
we'll
beach.
Start. So you go, because first of all, you do hear when you get there, like, you want to go to the nude beach.
Yeah.
And you're like, always, you love to be naked.
I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, without any like judgment, absolutely. Let's go. And it's a beach, you know?
Sure.
West facing beach.
Nice beach?
Nice beach. Yeah. Really wide, lots of sand with dunes like in the back.
Hotties everywhere?
No, old gays.
Yeah.
Yeah, just very old leering gays. Like I told them, just like come right next to you. I'm like, there's so much space, bro.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
I'm gonna check out what you got.
Yeah. So Nick Cody told me this, that in the dunes, that when they're like, when you do walk by somebody and like, you get a response. I'm sure they must have looked at me like, nothing back?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just here to air out my dick.
Yeah.
But once you find a guy you like, you're like, let's go fuck. So you go to the dunes with all these little pathways and stuff, and you're fucking back there.
Oof.
The dunes is also connected to where the military tests their artillery.
Jesus.
So somebody's job in the military was to go through the dunes, say, stop fucking, we're about to test. Get out of here, stop fucking.
I thought you were going to say it's somebody's job to kill gays.
Get one. Go train.
Wait till it's full and then pull the trigger.
And the gay's like, should we get out of here? Like, no, shut, just fuck quietly.
Wow. So somebody has to be like, we're about to blow shit up.
Yeah. And you know, gays fuck so, like, they go for it.
Yeah.
So you know, they're like, we got five more minutes.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. dude on dude, it's like that level of testosterone. Just, it's like women keep us like civilized, basically.
Somewhat civilized.
Yeah. You know, they get, okay. And you're like, all right, I'll be, you know, I got to like bring it down and get through the day. And then, guys are just like, you want to fuck? Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
Just fuck.
Yeah. So jealous.
They're both just like, at the same time. Like, oh, yeah, my God. You both went right to that.
So much fucking. Yeah. Yeah, meeting in parks and shit.
Just like, meeting in parks.
Yeah.
I took a walk. I'm just remembering this right now with my niece. Took her for like bat mitzvah, and we went camping, and then we took a hike, whatever, just somewhere on the East Coast, and we passed some old guy with like this comb over, kind of toupee, and it was like a hike behind a mall and into the woods, and he goes, how you doing? But he's like looking at us, me and my chick and my niece. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, just taking a hike. I'm like, okay. And we start going. He goes, don't go that way, because that's like muddy. I'm like, okay. And so we went like a different way, and then we passed like two like 55-year-old dudes on a bench together, and then like past another couple dudes, but like older. And I'm like, oh, these are like Vietnam era gays who come and like, my wife.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even meet you at the bar. It's got to be in the woods.
In the woods. Yeah. Like, that's how we used to do it in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know what? Respect.
You respect? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when that guy was like, don't go that way, it's muddy. I'm like, oh, it's muddy from cum.
Yeah. Like, there's so much cum on the floor. Boy. Yeah. You're going to get cum in your shoes.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Every one of those couples we passed was like looking at this little girl, like a 12-year-old, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, I got a fucking daughter. I got to stop sucking dicks.
I got to stop. Oh, my God.
Can't. So delicious.
Let me just get one last dick.
I got to get back to work. Hurry up.
They probably are delicious.
Imagine if, like, to get your rocks off.
Yeah.
You had to go to the woods. You know what I mean?
That's the only way you could get hard,
like,
yourself.
Yeah, you specifically. Like, if it was taboo enough, or like you were so ashamed of what you like, which is just like boning your girl, but you were like, if society was like,
no way,
no, you're like, all right, I'll meet you in a park.
We'll go hiking out there for a while.
It's been raining, like. We might slide down the side of the hill. It's going to be cold. But if I don't do that, I'll never come.
I'll explode. Oh, I need it.
Yeah, it's got to be terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Did you see the parody of Two Bears?
The guy.
The bald guy who does all the characters.
Yeah, he does Nadav. And yeah, that's really funny.
I saw it yesterday, the day before. I was like, this is funny.
Yeah, he's like, I love that.
His bird's pretty good.
His bird, he's like, I'm going to get a lion.
Yeah. And you're like, what? What?
He's like, I'm going to get a trucks. And then he has Nadav cackling like a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really nails it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he did it great. It was really funny. It was very funny.
Do you even do this with Bert anymore?
Not really. No, we just did a few.
That's good. Dude, I didn't tell you about Bert at the bachelor party, did I? Norman's bachelor party.
Is that when he said the N-word on stage?
No, someone else did.
Oh, okay.
Someone else did. Yeah. I don't know if that was a full joke, but it was pretty close. No, he was like, we're having a good time, but he gets drunk and then like when he's coming off his booze, he gets like cranky, like probably your child used to when he was younger.
Oh, tell me this.
So we're all hanging out. It's a great beach house.
Yeah.
Liz and Norman, just tons of comics.
This is Tampa,
eight, nine
right?
Comics, uh-huh. And he's like, I'm going to run this party. We're like, sweet. You're the guy for this.
You're the party guy.
He shows up. We're all at like a beach bar and he goes, I'm ordering food for everybody. And Joe List is like, no,
yeah.
No, I'm going to get what I want to get.
Yeah, I'm growing up.
Yeah. I don't need you to do this.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, Joe's ruining the party. He goes, I don't like everything, man. What? Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about this. So we're all having a good time. We're like, what should we eat today? We're not going to go out to a strip club today. We're just going to hang out by the pool and the beach. And we're like, let's get a... what do you guys want to get? And I'm at some point, they're deciding on dinner. So I go up and shower. And then Bert decides Thai food. So him and DeRosa go to a bar, Thai place, 5-minute walk away. And then, so they go to get that. And then Joe List was like, I'm going to order some pizzas too. So these pizzas come after, okay. So sorry.
So Bert and,
great.
Okay.
Bert and DeRosa are at this bar drinking heavily at a Thai bar.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Joe List, come get us. He goes, all right, are you ready to go? Because I'm sober, so I'm not gonna sit at a bar with you guys. And he's like, just come. It's a 5-minute walk.
Right.
They could have just walked the stuff back. By the time he gets back, he's like, where the fuck were you?
That's what Bert says?
Bert immediately. We were sitting there for 2 hours. And he's like, what 2 hours? You left an hour ago. It's not 2 hours. He goes, he's cranky. He's cranky.
He's coming off.
Yeah, it's coming off or not quite right or he hasn't had his sleep. So I'm down at that point and now there's pizzas coming. And Joe's like, yeah, whatever, we got pizzas too. It's no big deal. And he goes, you got pizzas? You said Thai. And he goes, I didn't say Thai. I don't like Thai food. So I never would have wanted Thai. He goes, what the fuck did I get Thai food? And he starts just screaming at Joe List. Just screaming at each other's faces. Not each other's faces. Joe List is like, dude, what is this fight about? I just hacked on some pizzas to whatever you got.
Sure.
So I'm done with my shot. I'm down there, right? And by the way, there's this beautiful sunset happening behind them. So the rest of us are just sitting there watching the sunset. And these two fucking dorks are just fucking, Bert's just screaming at List. It was so magical. And then eventually I kind of chimed in. I was like,
we can eat pizza and Thai food?
Yeah, exactly. This isn't a problem. Yeah. By the way, Bert ate pizza later. and then he goes, and I'm like, I said Thai food was fine. He goes, you weren't here. Don't you ever say you wanted Thai food. He literally said, don't you ever, and he accentuated, say you wanted Thai food. You were showering. Dude, it was the best. It was the best. And then he slept for 14 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was out after that.
Yeah, he was done.
That is, holy
it
shit.
It was so fun.
Yeah, can we call him?
100%.
Okay.
You like that?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, man, this is too good.
He started correcting Joe List on his swing too. Joe was like doing this minor league stuff.
Yeah.
And immediately Bert shows up like, Joe, your swing sucks. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? Who are you? Yeah, get Bert to see what he says about fucking screaming at you. It was the dumbest fucking fight. It didn't matter. We were all eating Thai food and pizza though. And enjoying ourselves.
Hold on.
He doesn't answer.
He never. Oh my God. Guess what? Yeah, are you here? You there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on Two Bears One Cave. This podcast I do sometimes. I have Ari Shaffir here.
Oh, shut up! I'm just gonna call him.
He's telling a story about you, and I go, I gotta confirm this. It's about a super aggressive meltdown you had at Mark Norman's a bachelor party in Tampa about Thai food and pizza. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds very familiar.
Okay. And so here's the story he told, that when you went to get Thai food with DeRosa, that Liz showed up. It was not that much, but you flipped out that he was late, and then you walked back.
That's not how it worked. That's not how it worked.
Okay. Yeah. And then you you got back, you find out he ordered pizza, and you're like, what the fuck? You ordered Thai food. And that when Ari jumped in about it, you told him like to not, you screamed at him.
I did not scream at him. I said, no, I did what I do when I go, I do it to Leanne too.
Yeah.
Is when I'm a little bit out of control and someone tries to help me.
Yeah.
I go, I need to get out of this hole myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so it was, seems like mine. No, let me just explain how this went down.
Okay. Yeah.
I hadn't seen Joe DeRosa in a while, so we said, Joe and I will go get Thai food. Hey, Joe, List, you're sober. Can you drive us? And so Joe DeRosa and I went, and we got Thai food. And I said, you know what? Razzle dazzle. I'm going to get it for everyone. I'm going to just get everyone dinner. We'll get $180 worth of Thai food. We'll bring it home.
Yeah.
Joe and I have a couple cocktails. We call Joe List, and we say, hey, can you come grab us? We're ready. Joe List took a while, which is fine. And Joe DeRosa and I were kind of breaking his balls, and we were not treating Joe List. We were a little insensitive to how Joe List felt in that moment.
Okay.
I came home with the Thai food, and they got pizza, and I didn't melt down. And I, by the way, I was
blacked out. Yeah, you did. You melted, bro.
I melted down. Okay, I definitely melted down.
Hold on.
I
love when he starts telling a lie and then realize, oh, someone knows the facts.
You know I self-corrected.
He said,
right?
I self-corrected.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
By self-corrected, that's weird.
Can I jump in though? Yeah. I think because I know Bert, I think part of what was upsetting to him is that when he ordered Thai food for everybody, he's like, I'm doing this so everybody has a good time and enjoys this Thai food.
Which we did.
But, wow. No, and that
this
when he
is why you're my best friend. This is why you're my best friend.
And then he showed up and there's pizza.
Keep going,
he's like,
keep
what?
Going, Tom, keep going.
He shows up and there's pizza. And it's like, you're kind of like taking the party down a notch that he was throwing for you in that moment. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Yep.
Like the Thai food was for all, we're all gonna have a good time. Look what I did for you. And it's almost like, you know what? You can keep your gift to yourself. And that's the way he registered it in that moment.
As he was screaming at Joe, we were all enjoying the Thai food.
Yeah.
We were eating Thai food.
Hold on. That's the thing. Okay, Ari, you nailed it. It's all is Joe. And by the way, I love Joe List. I hope that Joe List and everyone knows that I have no problem with Joe List. But I was saying to Joe List, all you had to say was thank you. Not no one wanted Thai food. Joe List said no one wanted Thai food. You just got Thai food. No one wanted it. I said, hold on, everyone's eating the Thai food. Everyone was loving the Thai food. And he goes, no one wanted it. And I said, don't say no one wanted it. Just say thank you. Just say thank you. That's all you have to say is thank you. And the whole thing is like, we said, hey, we're going to get Thai food for everyone. We got sushi. We got Thai food. We hooked it up. And we came back pretty wasted.
Yeah.
I want to say, hey, we didn't want this. Just, hey, thank you. And if you didn't want it, just don't eat it. Just thank you.
They were discussing what to eat for a while I was up in the shower, and then everyone was discussing which one they wanted, and then Bert just made the executive decision. We're getting Thai food.
I made the executive decision
because I didn't have time to fuck around and wait.
You don't have time to fuck around and wait. You did spend 2 hours at the bar fucking getting drunk.
That's because I'm an alcoholic, Ari.
Oh, fair. Now I'll self-correct. You're right.
Oh, fuck.
All I wanted someone to say, hey, we were fucking around. We couldn't make a decision. You made a decision. You got it for us. Just all I wanted was thank you. Not, we didn't want this. And by the way, no one else said we didn't want this. Just Joe List said, no one wanted this. And I went, hold on, you didn't want this. because Joe has the palate of a fucking seventh grader.
So
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think he'd say the same thing. Joe List only eats McDonald's.
He'll get chicken parms. Louis says when he brings it to Paris, he goes, "Where can I get a chicken parm around here?"
That's hilarious. But what about you yelling at Ari? That he said you yelled really aggressively in his face.
No. I didn't yell at Ari. I did the thing to Ari that I do to Leanne when I'm drunk and I'm in an argument and I'm in a hole, and Ari knows me way too well, and I was like, I need to solve this with Joe List, because I also didn't know what team Ari was on. I was like, he's just fuck.
We all just wanted it to end.
Yeah. I didn't want it to end though. I was still doing it.
Yeah. Wait. You didn't know what team
Joe
I was
List
on?
Oh. I approached Joe List very wrong that entire weekend. The first thing I said to him was, "Hey Joe, do you want me to tell you what's wrong with your swing?" And he went, "Nope."
And then did you accept that nope?
No, of course not. I'm going to tell him he's not planting off his back foot. He's leaning on his front foot.
I'm with you on that one.
He's not breaking his wrist. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, listen.
Is he trying to hit for singles or power? What are we talking about here? Come on, Joe.
Yeah, we're going for a tower. We're trying to hit home runs. I hit a home run at my high school the other day, and I'm 50 years old. I'm fucking hitting dingers. And
what do you mean, your high school?
I think Joe and I are very different men, and I should have been aware of that. Sometimes I cast a large wake, and I don't pay attention to other people's feelings, and it's the Burt Show. And I don't allow room for other people. I'm working on that.
This is a very self-aware Bert we're talking to right now.
Do you remember why you yelled at me, Bert? Do you remember exactly what it was?
No, what?
I think I said I was okay with Thai food or I was downstairs when you guys, and you said, "Don't you ever say you wanted Thai food."
Hey, I love that you accept me for my flaws.
He wanted to fight so bad too, and I just started laughing. It was so dumb.
I will admit, I'm a tough friend to be friends with.
What?
It was a fun weekend.
It was a fun weekend, and then I got COVID or whatever the fuck. I fucking and spent the whole last day sick as a dog in bed.
Oh, yeah, you passed out.
I got everyone IVs. Remember I got everyone IVs, Ari?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fly guy. We all went fishing. That was a Bert plan.
A what?
Fishing. You went fishing. That was
the
a Bert
fishing
plan.
Was great. No, as soon as we're like, to Norm, I was like, "Hey, invite Bert. He might be too busy to come, but like invite him so he feels invited."
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Bachelor party in Tampa? Yes, I will be there."
Yeah, there's no that way is Bert's his turning vibe. That down. No
and
way.
He goes, "Let me be activity chair." And we're like, okay.
But that's a good thing for Bert. I mean,
absolutely.
He likes to have a good, he'll have a
I
good
think,
time.
I think Joe was activity chair. And Mark Norman's like, "Joe doesn't drink. He doesn't like doing things. Can you take this over?" And wow. I was like, yeah,
you know what?
Of course.
It sounds like I want to be friends with this Joe guy. I like this vibe.
You and Joe would get along perfect.
Yeah, I like Joe a lot. All right. Well, how are you feeling? What are you doing? Are you working?
I just did an FS. An interview for Florida State and proceeded to sob, cry through the entire interview, reminiscing about Florida State. It was not the interview they wanted.
Okay.
I think they were looking for a cheerful one. I'm in Charleston, West Virginia, doing a show.
I'm calling him back. Hey, Ari hung up on you.
Oh, because he heard me promoting shows.
I don't know. He just was like, "Oh, I'm bored." He just
came
over.
I'm bored with his promotions.
All right. Well, look, I love you. Have a good weekend, man.
Does Ari love me?
Yeah, I love you too, Bert.
I love you too. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Don't you ever say you want a Thai food, dude? It was so fun seeing him like that, and I had to explain to everyone, "What's his problem? Like, he's just cranky."
That was so when he goes, "I didn't do that," and he's like, "All right, I did it."
The full 180 when you catch a guy.
That's a full. That's not even. But that's such a Bert move. He's like, "That's completely not true." Okay, that's true.
Yeah. It's like when he's realized someone has the info, he goes, "Okay, fine, I'll admit it."
Yeah. He doesn't remember some shit sometimes too. Where he'll be like, "No," I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "I mean, I believe you." Oh God.
Oh, it was fun.
Holy shit, man! Yeah, I mean, it's not standard for him to scream, though.
No. I've never really seen it like that. But people are like, are you upset? I'm like, you can't take this seriously. It's over Thai food.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's very good that you had that. You kept it actually from escalating.
Yeah, but and also it was like, they're involved. I'm not going to fucking.
Right. I don't need this heat.
Yeah, well, we're all having a good time.
Yeah.
It really was, dude. It was such a beautiful sunset going down over these two idiots.
Yeah.
Screaming about the food that we're all eating.
Shit.
I just wanted to thank you. It was so fucking funny.
That's so Bert, too.
Dude, that party, that bachelor party, DeRosa was like, I can't come. I have to do pickups for my Vice show. And I was like, pickups? What are you talking about? He goes, they need me to do pickups for this thing. And I was like, they have to do it during this weekend. It's bachelor. And I lost it on him. I was like, that's such bullshit. Tell them another weekend. Like, they can't do it another weekend. I'm like, if you're on a sitcom, they would have done another weekend. That's fucking bullshit.
And then he got him to do it?
No. He just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Meanwhile, he was always coming. He was just fucking with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we get to this bar.
That's very funny.
I mean, I'm losing my mind. You're a bad fucking friend, dude, not to come to your friend's bachelor party. I'm like, really guilting him hard.
Jesus.
To where he's like, hey, this kind of hurts. Like, knowing it's a... So then we're at this bar, and he gets a fucking tray of shots, DeRosa from inside, and just comes out. We're all, like, ready. And he goes, anybody want shots? And we're like, what the fuck? He just had to be a day late. By the way, that Thai place was a 7-minute walk. They were waiting for Joe List to come pick them up so they didn't have to walk 7 minutes back to the house.
That's really close.
Yeah.
They must have been hammered, though.
Yeah. Plus, DeRosa and Bert are like, they get after bottles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hang with Bert drinking.
No. DeRosa, I finally figured out that he's like, let's do shots. I'm like, oh, I've been with you in this situation before. You're about to throw up.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get me to go to your level.
I just had a flashback to Montreal like 10 years ago. And we were all out, you know, you're always out late. And I was out there with like, we walked into a McDonald's and it was like, Kinane, DeRosa. Was it you? Did you do it? I can't remember who did it. But I remember that DeRosa got out what he ordered. And it's like, whatever, 2 a.m. or something. We've all been drinking, like burger. And then somebody swiped it so that it would go on the ground. It sounds like you.
I do remember it.
You do?
That is a fun thing to do. Just the slight tap, whatever you're holding,
and
just the
everything,
slightest.
All the food that he just got
just
was all on the ground. On the streets of Montreal.
It hurts so bad when that happens to you.
Oh.
And it's never violent. It's just a light tap enough to make you drop it.
I remember that I was just like.
It hurts.
It didn't send me into laughter. I was like, I wish I remember who did it to him.
Who did it to him? I think I remember that story. I don't think it was me.
I don't think Kyle did it to him, right? Because that's like it's a close friend move to do
it's
that.
It's a friend move.
I don't know if they were, I don't remember. But I do remember witnessing that and being like.
Me and Gomez were talking about this, that move.
Yeah.
And we were like, we were talking about downstairs at the stand. And he was just like, let's go upstairs and do it to somebody. And we're like, okay. And so we went up there. Then we realized, oh, everybody had glasses. This won't work if it's glass. Yeah. But then some fan comes over with a bottle, with a can of Tecate. He was like, hey, Lewis, I'm a big fan. And we just both looked at it. And I was like, okay. And I just like lightly slapped it. And now there's a Tecate rolling onto the floor. And he's like, what the fuck? And then he started laughing. Yeah. He got it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll get you another one. I'm sorry.
But there's something so much more like just vicious. It's like cruel to for a guy who's been drinking and just wants
food. It's so
like,
bad.
You know that like, because when you order that 2 a.m. McDonald's, you're like, and fries. And you know, and you're like, God, this is going to, and the waiting for it is like this. You get the dopamine drip.
It's 10 minutes. Of
going from anticipation. And then he just took it and you're like, oh, this is going to make me feel so good. And someone just goes, brah, your hands. And you're like, oh my God, it's so mean, dude. It's so mean. And I could see, can you see how I was like, was that you?
Yeah, I could have been. I remember we did Something's Burning and we finished these beautiful, me, Renazisi and Bert over at the old house and finished these beautiful sliders. And then like, my thought was like they were presenting it for the camera, like let's, and I was like, I gotta hit it. I just gotta hit it.
Of course you did.
And then I didn't for a second, mm-hmm. and I regretted it for so many years. Yeah, it really bothered me. It kept me up.
Yeah.
Why don't I just hit it and knock them out? Yeah.
Yeah, you think about those moments, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got it back at the end when we did them in New York. We did Something's Burning, and then we finished like a gumbo.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then I was
you
like,
knocked
let's,
it out.
Let's go.
It's such, yeah.
Food is the worst one, too, because it's ruined.
Yeah.
You know, if you're holding a notebook and you slap it, it's like, oh,
yeah,
man, very funny. Like,
hey, come on, man.
Yeah. But food is like, you have to get new food.
Yeah. There's people who you can't do it to, though.
Right? I've done it to those people.
Really?
Yeah. And they do get mad.
Yeah.
And then you have to explain it to them, like, I'm not trying to challenge your manhood. We're just friends.
Yeah. And this is part of my friendship.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is what it's like to be friends with me. This is the price of being friends with me.
It's a lot of apologies.
Yeah. 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 There's some people that don't, they're not into
it. They just don't like it at all.
No. Yeah.
DeRosa said he did it to somebody, that guy we were talking about outside.
Yeah.
And he said he had a new notebook, some comic. And this is just a nerd comic from LA. He goes, Joe's like, can I see that notebook? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, he just throws it. And the guy goes, pick that up right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, it's funny. Fuck you. And then the guy was like, you pick it up right. Then it was like, now my manhood is challenged.
Yeah.
And so some waitress picked it up and gave it back to the guy and goes, real mature, Joe. And he goes, those two have not been friends since then.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people that like, they don't play that shit.
Yeah. You know?
And I don't mean that necessarily. I'm not saying it as a compliment.
It's just they're not their vibe.
Yeah. That's just, or they take it so, like so personally. And so like as, they take it as such a bullying move.
Yeah.
That they see it as I'm standing up for myself in this moment and not like, oh, this is a silly thing.
Just a silly thing. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And then if they don't laugh right away, then it does become serious. Like you can just laugh about this and it's fun. Like it happens to me. People get me on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you did try to hit Nadav Sigs out of his hand outside, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. And I did do it. And my rule, because I have some ethics.
Yeah.
You do it once.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
That's good.
Yeah. You don't just keep smacking. That's bullying.
Yeah. It's like some
one shot.
It's like some mob shit you got. We don't go after the women and children, right?
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, one shot.
Here's a fun one. You could all do this at home. You get, if somebody's eating gum and you're like, can I get a stick of gum? They'll hand you the pack usually.
Yeah.
Take a piece out and then empty the rest out. It's only a dollar or two for a pack of gum.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not restrictive, but they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's such a fucking asshole. Dude.
Like, aw.
Yeah, because you can get gum. You're like,
you just get more gum.
You're not counting on gum to keep you fed. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like, I'm not going to eat today.
Yeah,
like,
right, right.
Yeah. It's just like a little side treat kind of thing.
I was like, no, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I haven't done something like that in a while.
It's fun.
Yeah. I've been farting at Nadav and I wink at him. He doesn't like it.
At him?
No, like I'll look at him and I'll fart and then I'll go. Yeah, he's like, I don't like that.
That's very familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't confirm. Hate it.
Farts are really still really good.
Yeah.
Your kids like those yet?
Yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens every night? Every night. Get them in their room. It's a whole fucking, I mean, it is a, it's a, it's like you need a game plan, you know, to get like kids to like
go to sleep.
Oh my God. But like, you know, pajamas is a whole, then you have like teeth brushing and then you're like, complete, just get in the fucking bed. And they get in the bed and then you're like, put your head on the pillow. Like, you know, they just want to keep, you get it. Cause you remember being a kid and you don't want to go to bed. I'm like, all right, we'll go to bed, but you got to tell us a poop story. And so, and then
what
I'm
an
like,
interesting dad.
Yeah. And so you start,
I have many.
Yeah. You start like telling them like the things that stand out and you're, you know, like, oh, this one time I shit my pants and they, you're killing, like I've killed a few times on stage, we're like, that's memorable. And these guys are like, oh, like can't breathe, tears. They're like, that's the funniest fucking thing I've ever. And like, if you tell them about diarrhea, you know, like shit in your pants or a huge shit, like any of that, they're like, that's the best. Can you tell us another one now? And you're like, all right. So the first week you're telling like your big life shit stories. Well, you know, after a couple of months, you're like, I don't have that many, like, I'm out of like big stories.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, all right, I remember my dad had a couple, I tell like my dad's stories to them. Then I remember like a friend. And then all of a sudden, like 2 months go by, you're like, I guess I'm just going to make up shit stories now. So I just make up stories.
I mean, that's what bedtime stories were,
yeah.
Right?
But now they're like, tell us. And then I go, I'm out of stories. They go, tell us one of the ones you told us before. It's okay. I love that story. Like, so I tell the whole story again, and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember this one. It's a good one. Remember when you shit? Yeah, they love it, dude. They love it.
I've been sharting a lot lately.
You have been?
Yeah.
You have a crazy asshole.
In altitude and stuff.
Like in planes?
No, or, like mountains, and stuff. Yeah, I sharted on a ski lift.
Oof.
Yeah.
That sucks because you have layers of clothing on. And
yeah, and it's taking you away from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to ski down with it.
With it, yeah. And then you really...
Are once these
you
big shits? Like,
well, right. A shart, you don't know. There's such a range of what it is.
What it could
and you
be,
you
got
to find out. It might just be like almost nothing.
Yeah.
It might just be like, oh, those are stained. Or it might be like, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a shower.
Yeah. I had to get snow and like scoop up snow and wipe my asshole off in the woods.
How bad was it?
It was like I don't know, maybe like that much. It was like, it kept coming a little, but then it's like, thank God for the snow. But then I think too, it's like somebody probably skied by. I could just ski to the woods, ski alone, but then someone probably skied by there later. I'm like, what a serene, beautiful, and you're like, oh, human shit. You know, like rabbits don't wipe their hands off.
Fuck. Do you still have like that swollen hemorrhoid?
Yeah, I have it. Want to see it?
No, but does it still like
once in a while?
So you can go a period of time where it's not an issue at all.
Yeah, and then sometimes it'll just pop out. The blood is the main problem.
That it bleeds all the time.
That constant.
Have you ever thought about getting it like, you know, addressed?
Marketed? Oh.
Yeah.
No, they tied, like, they tie the hemorrhoids off. Mm-hmm. So they cut off the circulation until, like, the eyes and falls off.
Yeah.
They did that, and then it didn't help with the bleeding. He's like, oh, you must have some inside ones. You got to do surgery. But then it's like 2 weeks of, like, not sitting down. I don't know.
Because there's that, what was the video? The original one from, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Jew clam?
The Jew clam.
Yeah.
You get that? Homer Simpson's, Homer Simpson's mouth. Dude, they tattooed my butt onto as Homer Simpson's mouth.
Jesus Christ, man.
It was the Jew clam. Yeah, Red Band shot it in the Cap City green room.
I remember that.
I thought, because I was there.
I was there. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Like, we had just kind of met. I didn't really know you guys. And I saw this.
I was developing my sense of humor.
But here's the thing. I saw this and I pulled Red Band aside and I go, look, man. I'm really concerned about what I saw with Ari. And I had like genuine concern. Like I didn't really know you, but I was like, that guy needs to go to the hospital, you know? And I was like, don't tell him that I'm telling you that. Like I did that thing like where I'm just like, I'm telling you that I'm worried about this guy. And he was like, okay. And then like, I don't know, an hour later, you're like, I heard you're really worried. I was like, hey, dickhead. And he thought it was so funny. Oh man.
It was me shitting and I had the door open and then I was like, as a joke, I thought, because I didn't know what I felt. It was something in there.
And that was when you first discovered?
I didn't know it looked like that. I thought I had a piece of poop just coming out. And so I was like trying to show him poop, but he goes, there's no poop. That's just your skin.
Oh my God. It was so crazy.
Oh yeah. They kind of, it's one of the things that kind of scrubbed from the internet. It's been wiped. Yeah.
Really?
It used to be on like the Just Me.
Have you ever shown it to like a girl you're seeing?
No.
No.
I had one girl try to eat my ass and it was like, you don't want to be there. I couldn't concentrate. I was like, I don't know if
did you know if it was in or out? Like, are you like?
It's never. I mean, it's never good looking.
Yeah,
it's never like.
You told her no.
She just did it. I just felt uncomfortable.
Really?
And I was like, I just felt bad for her.
Wow. Because you knew the state of your ass. Yeah. I mean, it's been my dream for a long time.
Getting your ass licked?
Yeah, it just never happened. It's not going to happen.
Should ask Christina.
She's not going to do it.
Yeah, she's not going to do it.
No.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you could probably talk me in, and then like right before it would occur to me, I'm like, he's not going to lick my ass. Something else is. Like right at the last second.
Dude, we're at Skank Fest and Lewis, we had some agreement to do something. And I was like, I got him to agree. He goes, if you don't do this or whatever, it goes, I'll suck your dick if you do this or whatever. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I'll just put your dick in my mouth. And I was like, and everyone's like chanting, you know, like Legion of Skanks fans. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Put my shirt over my head and I took my pants down. And he's like on his knees in front of me. All he had to do was go,
oh my God.
And we're like, let's do it. And he's like, okay. And he drank some water. He's like, okay. And he gets down there and then he just punches me in the dick and throws the water in my face. And I'm like, Oh, right.
Yeah, like, you're not going to suck my dick.
Oh, right. Fuck.
Just like you being like, I will eat your ass. I'd be like, okay. And I'd like, bend over. And then, like, right at that last second, I'd be like, that doesn't feel like a tongue. God damn it.
Yeah, I love those ones where you're like, as soon as you get wronged, you're like, oh, of course. Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was very stupid of me. What time is it? All right. We got to wrap this up. Okay. Wrong Side of History Tour.
I'll be in Chicago at the Vic November 4th. Minneapolis, Madison, all these places around the Midwest. We're starting there. Tickets just went on sale for everything. Wilbur at some point.
The Wilbur is fantastic.
Doing a little theater tour.
Ari Shaffir.
It's pronouncing that a little incorrectly.
Oh, Ari Shaffir.
Someone's learned Hebrew.
Shalom. Yeah. AriShaffir.com for tickets. That's it. Anything else?
No, buddy. Thanks for having me. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Did my show yesterday. That was fun to do.
So fun. I'm listening.
It's fun because the crowd gets so like. Go ahead. Give us. We'll try something.
Yeah, yeah. That energy is important.
Yeah.
You need that. You need shows like that where it's not like, all right, just kill. Like, dude. Like,
yeah.
Make this amazing. You know. Like, you need that thing of like, that show. The reason I love that show is a show where it goes. Try to figure something out. And the audience is like, oh, they're trying to figure something out. It's like it's established.
Yeah, they get with you. I try to tell them early
on.
And they
stay honest. So, you know, there's like lulls, but they're like, yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
And then if you're hitting something that's working, you're getting that reaction.
When you get to like the ridiculous part of the story, people really get into it. Because like, oh my God.
And you can really, like, the story. I mean, I never told the ODing story as, like, I did it on your show. I rehearsed it on your local show.
Yeah.
And I did it on your show and then I never made it a bit. It was just like, I just left it as that. But the other stories I did on This Is Not Happening, I did them on stage for a while. Like they became bits.
Yeah.
I think when you can figure out a story from like your show and then do it as a bit, you're like, oh, this is great. Like,
Yeah. It's cool because it gives you an idea to do a story. Or like, especially when you used to do themes, we're like, do you have any like dad stories? Or do you have any friend stories? And then someone would have one, like, let me think of one. And like, oh yeah. And then you're like, it gave you the incentive to think of one. And then you continue it, you know, on the road or afterwards.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely talk about the
Australia.
Yeah. And the other one. I'm going to, the mom one. Like, yeah, I'm going to work on those.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, thank you, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.